continue that tonight and also talk about some of the latest current events. Of course, the earthquake being one of the big ones. I had a lot of my family that was in the middle of that back there in the east, up around Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, South Jersey. Lots of friends and family up there, and they were quite concerned. Locally, it was reported as a 5.9 earthquake, which is significant. Guest number five says, question and answers about what? About what's going on and scripture. So if you have a question about anything in the Bible or current events and how the two relate, that's what we're here for, is to show that everything going on right now fits perfectly with scripture if the scripture is properly interpreted. The unfortunate thing is in churchianity today, it's mostly mistranslated. For instance, the King James Version, which is a complete abysmal failure, has 10,000 translational errors alone. So you've got to do some digging if you want to know the truth. The prose within the King James, oh yeah, it's beautiful, but if it's a lie, who cares if it sounds good? You need to go to the 1599 Pilgrim's Bible. Hold on a minute. I wanted to grab it so I have it handy with me, but the 1599 Geneva Bible with the Geneva notes contained therein, if you want to get a little closer to the truth. But the fact of the matter is you need Greek and Hebrew lexicons, you need concordances, you need several, maybe three, four different English translations. You need the work of Pastor Bill Fink, Pastor Eli James, Dan from Georgia, Brian up in Ohio, and many of the other watchmen and teachers out there if you want to know what it really says.